This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd. On today's show, are millennials happy with their financial advisors? A new survey of millennial millionaires just came out. These people have $1 million or more in investable assets. And when I say investable assets, I mean money that they can transfer to a financial advisor who will invest the money for them. We're not talking about the other assets of millennials. We ignore their home and all their other real estate. We count their IRAs, but we ignore the money in their retirement plans at work. We ignore their businesses if they own one. We ignore their art and jewelry and cars and all that other stuff. All we're counting is the money they have for investing. So when we say that they have $1 million to invest, we're saying that their actual net worth is a lot higher than that. And here's the shocking thing about this survey. 1/3 of these millennial millionaires say that they probably or definitely will switch advisors within the next year. Already, 70% of them use two advisors. This represents a huge opportunity for financial advisors. Here's what you have to understand. Millennials range in age from 25 to 43. Most of the clients of financial advisors, they're baby boomers, not millennials. Advisors don't even serve many Gen Xers. Those are the folks in between the millennials and the boomers. Gen Xers are people 44 to 59. The boomers are older than 59. There are two main reasons that most advisors are serving mostly boomers. First, boomers are the ones with most of the money. Boomers are only 21% of the U.S. population, but they have 51% of all the money. That's nothing new. The older you get, the wealthier you get. And since advisors like to serve people with money, because the more money you have, the more money advisors can earn by serving you, this means that advisors mostly serve boomers. And related to this is the fact that people who have money are the people who need advisors the most. If you've got millions of dollars and you own a couple of companies and you've got three houses, four kids, and several ex-spouses, you've got a financially complicated life. That means you need an advisor, compared to, say, someone fresh out of college with no house, no spouse, no money. Yeah, I always argue that the younger and poorer you are, the more important it is that you get the help of an advisor, but that's a different conversation. The fact is, people with money are the ones who seek out advisors. And advisors like to serve people with money more than they like to serve people who don't have money. So that's the first reason that advisors are mostly serving boomers. The boomers have most of the money. But the second reason that advisors serve mostly boomers, this is more interesting. It's because advisors are mostly boomers themselves. Most advisors have been in this business for 30 or 40 years. The average advisor is now 62. And the clients they're serving are mostly the clients they've always been serving. Clients are very loyal to their advisors, just like they are to their doctors and lawyers and accountants. Most advisors only serve 100 or 200 clients. They spend their first 5 or 10 years looking for those clients. Once they get them, they keep them. When I was in my 20s, the clients I mostly brought into the firm were also in their 20s. When I got into my 30s, my new clients were mostly in their 30s. As I aged, so did the age of my new clients. And as we grew up, we all grew up together. Older together. Today, most advisors in their 50s and 60s and 70s aren't taking on any new clients. They're busy serving the ones they've already got. So here's the thing. Most firms have advisors who are mostly older, and they're mostly serving clients who are also mostly older. At the same time, 1/3 of millennial millionaires say that they're going to be looking for a new advisor this year or next year. This is a wonderful opportunity for firms to do two things. And I'll tell you what they are in 60 seconds.
Support for The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman comes from Invesco QQQ. 25 years ago, Invesco QQQ rethought the investing landscape by providing access to the Nasdaq's 100 most innovative companies, all in one ETF. What's ahead for the next 25 years? Could it be flying cars, neural implants, electric planes? Nobody knows for sure. But one thing's for certain, you can gain access to that progress with Invesco QQQ ETF. Let's rethink possibility. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETF risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully before investing. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Bitcoin halving has arrived, and we're celebrating. And that means you get 50% off when you enroll in my online course to earn your CBDA designation. Become certified in blockchain and digital assets. Just go to dacfp.com, use the link in the show notes, and use code HALVING, H-A-L-V-I-N-G. You'll save 50%. You need to do this by April 26th, and do it now, because there won't be another halving for 4 more years. If you want to serve millennial millionaires, you just need to do 2 things. First, go hire more advisors. And not just any advisors, but younger advisors. The millennials are the ages of the kids and grandkids of the boomers. The millennials won't relate to boomer advisors. You want someone your age, someone you can relate to, someone you'd like to hang out with. So the successful established advisors and firms of today need to go out and hire younger advisors, not just younger ones, but hungrier ones. People who want to build their practice by filling it with new clients, new rich clients, millennial millionaires. This is really worth doing. Millennials are going to be the richest generation in human history. Here in the U.S., they're going to inherit $90 trillion over the next 20 years as their boomer elders start to die. And most of that inheritance is just going to go to a small portion of millennials, the ones who are rich today. Because if you're rich, odds are pretty good it's because your parents and grandparents were rich. People in poverty have elders who were in poverty. Rich people send their kids to college so they can become successful and rich too. Plus, they inherit. I'm not saying this is good or right or fair. I'm just saying this is the way it is. And so you advisors and firms that are smart enough to realize all this, if you want to cater to millennials, you have to be where they are. And where they are is digital. 86% of millennials say they rely on their advisor's website for information. 60% of millennials use their advisor's mobile app. If you think you can serve millennials by calling them on the phone or dragging them into your office for a meeting, well, now you know why a third of millennial millionaires are shopping for new advisors. The future belongs to the young and to those who serve them. What's going to happen to the price of Bitcoin? You've seen it gyrating like crazy lately, right? Like always. It rose 160% last year. It's up 60% this year. Last week, it fell 20% in a day for a short while. What's it going to do this year and next year and the year after that? I've heard so many crypto enthusiasts offer their predictions about the future price of Bitcoin. I've heard people say 100,000. I've heard people say 5 million. But I've never seen anyone say why they believe the price is going to be whatever it is they say it's going to be. So I went ahead and figured it out. And my conclusion? The future price of Bitcoin is going to be $420,000. I know that sounds outlandish, but it's not a prediction. It's simple arithmetic. So join me for a special webinar tomorrow, and I'll show you the basic assumptions that I used and the simple arithmetic of not only why Bitcoin's future price is going to be $420,000, but how you can easily conduct your own assumptions to arrive at your own conclusion. And if you're skeptical about Bitcoin, or if you just want to learn how to easily explain this to clients, this webinar is essential. Why Bitcoin will rise to $420,000. The webinar is free. It's Wednesday, April 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sponsored by Franklin Templeton and Bitwise Asset Management. Register now for free. The link is in the show notes. On tomorrow's show, the true story about the federal budget.
Increased awareness and actionable intelligence about the forces that are shaping our world.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman.